What's up, guys? It's Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 171 of Strong the Iron Will Way. So one of the things I try to think about when we're coming up with podcast ideas is the challenges that people face when they are, you know, beginning or even a couple years deep into a workout program. What are some of the challenges that they face, and what are some of the questions that they might have? So one of the things I think happens to people somewhere in the first, couple months, maybe even year or two of working out, training, is there's an expectation that it's going to get easier, right? There's an expectation that this is going to get easier once they get used to it. But in reality, I believe it's actually the opposite. So I'll explain what I mean by that. When you first start a program of any kind, but particularly a workout program, usually something has occurred that's kind of lit the fire under your ass to get started, right? So you've been thinking about it for a while, you've wanted to do it for a while, but something just kind of made it happen. So maybe you had a bad checkup at the doctor's office, or you had a couple periods of not feeling great about the way you looked, or something along those lines, but something finally gave you that kick in the ass to go start. So you're pretty motivated. By the time you're going to go through hiring a trainer or joining a gym, getting workout clothes, paying your money, dedicating the time, you got to be pretty motivated. So motivation's high. You probably have not been working out at all, or a little bit, if in this scenario. So when you get started, things work pretty well, right? We're starting to work out having not done anything, so our baseline is zero. And we're super motivated. So a decent workout program, some consistency, a little bit of tweaking of eating habits, and we'll see some results right away. Those are beginner results. And what I mean by that is those are results that come, even if you're not following the right program, you're going to start seeing results immediately just because your baseline is zero. Once those beginner results wear off, and that pace starts to slow down, now here's where the rubber meets the road. Here's where sometimes people start to get a little discouraged, because like, hey, you know, the first couple of months, I got stronger every time. I lost a little bit of weight every time. And now I seem to be plateauing. Well, when you're plateauing, it doesn't necessarily mean something's wrong. It might be. You might be plateauing because you're not following a progressive resistance program, meaning that you're not challenging your body anymore in your workout program. Whether that's cardio or strength training or whatever you're doing, the training itself has to get harder, progressively harder, so that your body continues to adapt and overcome that challenge. That is the whole nature of exercising and training to get stronger and more fit. So if you are plateauing, it's likely that you may have not continuously challenged your body in your program. You might have just been doing the same program, which worked for a little while, but now your body's adapted to it, so it needs more of a challenge. But even if you're following a great program and progressively providing resistance and going through everything properly, you still may not plateau, as in flatline completely, but your pace of improvement will slow dramatically. This is normal, and this is just how everything works. When you become more proficient at it, the improvements are smaller and fewer and far between. If you look at, I don't do a lot of running. If I were to start running, I would bet that my times for a 5 mile would improve pretty dramatically over the next 6 months, because I don't run at all, so I'm going to get better at it pretty quickly. Once I get closer to my kind of capabilities, now I'm going to have to really, really struggle to improve even just a little bit, right? So when you look at the high-level sprinters at the Olympics and that level, man, they're lucky to get a 16th of a second improvement, or half a second or something like that. I don't know what the numbers are, but they're very, very small. And that's how things are measured in that world. You know, when you talk about guys that are lifting tons and tons of weight in powerlifting, even a 10-pound increase over the course of a long period of time for them is a big deal, where a beginner might add 50 pounds to their lifts in a couple months. So having the understanding that things will not necessarily get easier as you go along, and in fact they may get harder and slower, is important so that you don't get discouraged. So know that that's what's happening. Now, the way I like to look at that kind of in my mind when that starts to happen is I try to remind myself that, hey, this is the whole point of training, is to create a challenge that my body is forced to overcome. So when it becomes hard and difficult and it's really a grind to even get a little bit better, I try to remind myself that that's the whole point here, is to get stronger, not only physically but mentally, and overcome tough times, right? When the gains come quickly, you're getting stronger, you're losing weight, everything's easy, it's not as much of a challenge to your kind of mental and emotional state as it is when things get tough. So that's a helpful way to look at it, is that we want to continually provide challenge for the body, both physically and mentally, and that's what's happening when we're kind of running into that situation. So keep that in mind if you're starting to feel discouraged. But let's reiterate that super important to make sure you're challenging your body more if you start to see that progress slow down, right? Making sure that you're providing a resistance to your body that is more than it was a week ago or 2 weeks ago or whatever, because that is a common plateau occurs just from those beginning weights, those beginning runs. Everything you did in the beginning that was challenging is not anymore. You kind of start to feel like you made it, but you've only made it to that kind of first level. So to go to the next level, now you got to double down on those things, need a harder workout program, heavier weights, more reps, longer runs. You know, you get the idea. So that's it, guys. Just wanted to put that one out there because I think that is something that happens to a lot of people early on in their training and can, kind of derail your mojo in the beginning. And it's important to know that that's nothing's wrong, totally to be expected. So either embrace it because it's the way it goes, or recognize that your training has not become progressive enough and take a closer look at that. All right, guys, so that's it. Have a good day.